whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Jimmy Butler still on the Heat?
He's on the roster.
In name only. Do you think he will be a member officially of the Miami Heat by the time the end of this show rolls around, 6 p.m. tonight?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I mean, Shams was just on ESPN saying, like, they're not even close. So, yeah, I think he will be. I think he'll be a member of the Heat to complete his two-game suspension. As I said yesterday, I think this is going to take a lot longer than people expect.
And me and Solana have the same insider, because that's why I was so adamant about it, because I saw Shams on ESPN.
I watched him too, though, and I got the exact opposite feel.
Oh, really?
He said,
I'll tell you why.
Bro, he said it could be five teams involved.
But he was on with McAfee, and a couple times he looked down on his phone, and McAfee said to him both times, hey, is there anything you want to let us know right now? And he said, no, not yet. So what I took from it was that before Shams went on with them, he told McAfee or the producer or whatever, hey, I might get some Jimmy Butler breaking news during this segment, just so you know, I'm giving you a little heads up. And I think they gave McAfee a heads up. And there were a couple times where McAfee's like, oh, is there something you need to tell us? And both times he said, no, not yet. So yeah. I think it's closer than he led everyone to believe. I don't know. What do I know? I know that I bet money on Victor Wembanyama. The game's about to tip off in France. I'm so excited. I love a little in-show action. So I parlayed. I brought down Wembanyama's lines because my thought is they're probably inflated, right? Because he's playing in France, so everyone assumes he's going to have a quadruple double, like 100. He's going to have a quintuple double. So his points total was like 28.5. I brought it down to 24.5. And his threes total, I think, was 3.5. And I brought it down to 2.5. So I parlayed those along with Duncan Robinson over 2.5 threes made tonight. So it's a three-leg parlay. Only pays plus 153. But it's the Wemby stuff that I bought down and hoping that Duncan Robinson can just bring it home tonight with a few threes against who they have tonight? Milwaukee. Against Milwaukee. So get this game
Big
underway.
Funny.
France. Vive la France.
Funny horses to attach your cart to, Hawk. To Wemby and Duncan.
Wemby and Duncan. I got the Wemby Duncan parlay working. It is wild watching this Jimmy Butler stuff play out in real time. Sham said on McAfee's, like, you're watching a divorce play out in real time, and we all get to watch it. Yeah. You know, we've all had relationships that go bad, and they go bad, and then it accelerates usually at the end how bad it gets. It's okay, we're kind of in agreement that this isn't working, and by the end, nobody's in agreement on anything. Everybody just wants to one-up the other person.
Yeah,
you're watching it play out in real time. Makes it interesting. Because usually this stuff is mutual. Usually someone wants to leave a team. Like I can recall several instances in the NBA where, you know, a player maybe is gone from the team for a week or two. It's a mutual decision. He's not going to suit up. I don't know if that's what happened with James Harden. You know, he's not going to suit up. We're going to find a suitor. And it's kind of this mutual thing. There is nothing mutual about what's going on with the Heat and Jimmy Butler. I think Shams said it. I mean, two of the biggest alpha dogs in the NBA, Jimmy Butler and Pat Riley. And both of them have done enough in their careers and earned enough in their careers that they can say F you. Pat Riley doesn't have to, you know, it's what we talked about where, you know, does Jimmy Butler need to prove something or no? And does Pat Riley need to prove something by finding an easy, tenable solution for the boat? No. And so they're both alphas, and they're both entrenched, and we're just watching it play out.
When I heard it, when it was like, it's two alpha males going at it, I'm thinking about it, like, in that situation, like in the wild, those two male lions are big gorillas that meet each other in their territories. Sooner or later, they have to fight. Like, at some point, I'm beating my chest, you're beating your chest. Now we got to jump on each other. Obviously, Pat and Jimmy can't jump on each other. So now they're just trying to throw the biggest punch in the world to show them who the bigger man is. And that's, I suspend you. Well, I ain't showing up to nothing. Well, I suspend you again. Well, I'm going to go out here and not smile and listen to the coach. Well, I'm going to suspend you again. It's silly, but it's funny.
Because there's times, you know, a younger team president or someone who didn't have all the accolades that Riley has might have to be more concerned with team chemistry. How is this affecting Bam? How is it affecting Tyler? How is it affecting Spo? Pat Riley doesn't have to care about any of that. He's in such a unique situation with this. He doesn't have to worry about, well, what if this stunts Tyler's? It doesn't have to worry about any of it. And neither does Jimmy Butler. It really is one of the greatest standoffs that you'll ever see. I mean, Butler, he's made it clear, I want to go to Phoenix. And Pat Riley's in no rushes to do any favors to Jimmy Butler. And if that means there's collateral damage, he don't care. It's funny.
If this were happening anywhere else, other than maybe like two organizations, Jimmy would have either a long time ago been given the extension or traded by now. Period, end of story. They would have just moved the player. We can't have this looming over the organization.
We can't have that headache.
Right.
We can't withstand that because we're not the organization that the Heat is.
Pat Riley's job security is at no point being questioned right now by Mickey Arison and the Arisons. So, okay, Jimmy. Like, all right, let's see. Let's see how long you can keep this up. We'll see how long I can keep this up until I get what I want out of this situation.
And to this conversation, I said it a week ago, the person stuck in the middle getting the short stick is Eric Spoelstra having to deal with this on a game-to-game basis.
True.
But the thing with Tyler and Bam, though, hey, man, go play ball. Like, go play ball.
And
you know, that's all they're going to tell them.
Spo's not in any danger of losing his job. He's a Hall of Fame coach. Go coach. Hey, this is good. You know, out of however many years you're going to end up being the Miami Heat's coach, we're going to look back on this one day and laugh. So, like, everyone's in a good spot to keep their battle going. Usually someone has to give an inch. In this situation, no one has to give an inch.
I'll say, though, Crowder, this is kind of usual territory for the Miami Heat and Eric Spoelstra in the Jimmy Butler era. Guy was missing games left and right for the past couple of years. I'm not saying you're wrong because Spo has to, and you know, he goes to shoot around today. They make it clear. I'm not answering questions about Jimmy. He comes to the mic before games. I know what you guys want out of me. I'm not going to give it to you. Like, Ira Winterman tries his absolute hardest to get info regarding the situation. Spo's too smart to get any sort of like headline clickbait stuff. But as far as like on the court, bro, Jimmy Butler hasn't played more than 65 games once in his Heat career. So, like, he's just used to...
Like, I'm not doing anything different.
Hey.
I'm going out there and coaching this team where sometimes Jimmy's there, sometimes he's not.
Hey, Jaime, 22's not here, so you're starting today.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just looking yesterday. They get on the plane. Okay, plane leaves 11:45. It's 12:15. No Jimmy. Now Spo has to... Okay, well, Jaime at the 3.
right, exactly.
Just, you know,
yeah.
Just...
like, and also, can I get a Perrier? Like, yeah, just no big deal. Like,
yeah.
Here, speaking of Ira Winderman, here are the scenarios he laid out in the Sun Sentinel. Ira says, this can all end in one of these possible outcomes, okay? There's 6 or 7 outcomes that Ira says. This is in the Sun Sentinel. A Butler win by the deadline. This would get Jimmy Butler to the Phoenix Suns, his preferred destination, seemingly if only because of the expectation of a maximum contract extension from the open checkbook of owner Matt Ishbia. What is it? Ishiba?
What's his name?
Ishiba. A Heat win. And Ira also says, barring the Suns dealing Kevin Durant or Devin Booker, the only way to get that deal done would be to involve Bradley Beal, who we all know holds the well-chronicled right of first refusal on any trade. Option number two from Ira, a Heat win by the deadline. This would be a deal that would meet the Heat's priorities of contributing level talent with contracts that do not run beyond 2025-2026 when the deals of Duncan Robinson and Terry Rozier expire, as well as draft capital to restock a depleted supply. Technically, Butler could torpedo any deal beyond a landing spot of his choice by threatening either to not extend or by threatening to invoke his player option in June and clog the team's salary cap. Option number three, rolling suspensions. The Heat seemingly have no lack of arguments when it comes to Butler's behavior, both in the gym and beyond. Whether or not such suspensions without pay ultimately would stand up the appeals process, such an approach nonetheless would defer resolution until after the season as the escrowed funds sit in an interest-bearing account. Option number four, pay not to play. Those involved in the process have reiterated the disinclination of owner Mickey Arison to pay a player in the range of $500,000 a night not to play. While players have the right to insist on being in uniform on game nights, coaches are not obligated to offer minutes. While that could present the ultimate bench distraction, Butler's side appears amenable to remaining away while the check rolls in. That would be funny, though, where they just don't play him and he sits there on the bench in uniform.
That's a Riley flex. Even though Jimmy's getting paid, we good. Give him
number
the money.
Or an ugly opt-in. If there is no trade by February 6, Butler then regains a degree of leverage with the right to invoke his $52.4 million player option next season. In addition to potentially clogging the Heat payroll, Butler also could again limit trades with threats to either not extend or to act out in a similar fashion to what currently has been at play. Option five or six, wherever we're at, an ugly opt-out. If Butler opts out, there still could be a need to work with the Heat on a sign-and-trade agreement that not only could get Butler the type of contract he seeks, but also net the Heat potential draft capital as well as trade exceptions. As with any case of the Heat working on a Butler offseason deal, either with the opt-in or opt-out, timing will be a factor, with a lack of haste potentially limiting Heat follow-up offseason moves. And then the final option, according to Ira Winderman, is sustained misery. Butler isn't traded by February 6th, opts into his Heat salary next season because either a lack of outside money or outside interest, and then turns these past few weeks of acting out into months and months and months of acting out.
As a Heat fan, I want to trade. As a radio guy, host. And
I know.
I like how do you say it? Sustained, yeah,
sustained
misery.
Sustained misery. As a content provider, I would take 18 months of sustained misery. As a Heat fan, I want this thing to be done with.